surgeon, mother, wife,
Air Force veteran,
gun rights advocate.
This is Stacy on the Right. Here's your host, Stacy Washington.
Stacy Washington here, your hostess with the mostest, wife, Air Force veteran, and daughter of law enforcement, fourth generation to serve in the military in my family. And I take things pretty seriously. I get a little bit riled up sometimes, but it's all for the good. And hopefully we're all in the same vein as Americans. We don't have to agree on politics, but we can all agree that this is a great country and it's worth sometimes getting a little worked up over, I would say. Welcoming into the program, Sergeant Betsy Brantner-Smith, retired. She's a spokesperson for National Police Association. The website's nationalpolice.org. Sergeant Betsy, thanks for coming on.
Hey, Stacy. Good evening. Great to be with you.
Good evening. I'm glad that you're here. We have quite a bit to unpack here. I noticed that the Democrats are crowing about a supposedly lowered crime rate, but I don't think that the data says what they're saying it says.
No, I think at this point, we're just going to have to call that an outright lie. Crime is not going down, and I know that we were told in the debates, you know, ABC News tried to tell us that actually crime is down, and that's just not true. But here's what people need to understand. The left loves to quote the FBI statistics. Now, the FBI has been responsible for procuring data for about the last 50 years or so through various means. They get it from local, state law enforcement. It's called the Uniform Crime Reports. But here's the thing. In the last about 4 years, they have gone from getting about 80% of the data to about 40% of the data. The way that really we need to track crime in this country is through the National Crime Victimization Survey, again, also done by the federal government. So this is the federal government calling out the federal government, sort of. And the National Crime Victims Survey is put out by the Bureau of Justice Statistics with help from the Census Department. And what they do is they poll about 250,000 people in various areas, various demographics, and ask them, you know, things like, have you been the victim of a crime? What kind of crime? What did you do? Did you report it to the police? And what we're now finding out is that crime reporting continues to go down even as the crime rate continues to go up. And I don't think that people know what reported crime means. I think most of us would think that if I called 911 and said, I see somebody breaking into a house, that's a reported crime. In reality, if there was no police report and then nothing reported by the police department, if they took a police report to the FBI, it's as though, per the FBI, that crime never happened. So we have some of the highest crime rates we've had in many, many years. And sadly, to go with that, we have some of the lowest arrest rates in 70 years, Stacey.
So that matters, right? Because not arresting criminals sends a message to them that they can reoffend with impunity.
Well, exactly. And the reasons, you know, we believe that the reasons for people not reporting crime are exactly what has been happening in the last 4 years and to some extent in the last 10 years with the vilification of law enforcement, the rise of far left prosecutors and far left judges and policies and laws like no cash bail, and frankly, less police officers to even take the reports and respond to crime. People just don't bother to report it anymore. I can give you a personal example. My husband is involved in politics in our home county, and that our particular political party has an office. And every day for weeks on end at that office, we would have some sort of vandalism or attempted break-in or, you know, night after night after night. My husband never once made a police report because we knew that nothing would happen. There was no cameras there, none of that. So, and of course the left also likes to talk about how politically motivated crime is up, and they want to talk about people on the right are perpetuating it. This was crime presumably perpetuated by people on the left based on the politics of the office there where my husband works for the Republican Party. And we never reported it because we knew, not that we thought our police department was bad. We have a great police department. But we knew they'd never take a report. They don't have time. They don't have the staffing. There are hundreds of cops down. And that happens all over the country. Think about retail theft, which we now know, again, per the National Crime Victim Survey, we know that retail theft, and instead of being down, like we're being told by the legacy media, is up about 70% from 2019. And yet those go unreported. So the federal government is disputing what the federal government is telling us. And sadly, the legacy media is using these statistics from the FBI to lie to the American public, and they're using it for political gain, which is so unfortunate, so disingenuous, because again, as you and I talk about very often, this should not be a political issue.
Yeah, Americans deserve to just know what the crime what's the crime rate, and that way they can connect it to what it's coming from. Much of the new crime that we're that is being misreported right now, it's due to the having 15 million additional people here, many of them criminals. That's as simple as it gets.
At least 15 million. And that's the thing. The National Crime Victim Survey doesn't even address that part of the demographics. But anecdotally, you know, we read about something virtually every day in this country, whether it's something that Trende Aragua has done, the Venezuelan criminal gang, whether it's a police officer who was just killed by an intoxicated illegal alien, and on and on and on. You know, again, in lower Manhattan, 75% of their criminal cases coming before the judges are by criminal illegal aliens who are becoming before these judges or coming before these judges. We're also seeing migrants, illegal immigrants coming to this country. They're living in shelters and things like that. What's happening to them? Because not all of them are criminals that are coming here. They're being victimized as well by other illegal aliens. So these people are coming here presumably for a better life. And what happens? They get stuck in a shelter or a tent city or some sort of group housing, and they get victimized by these illegal alien criminals that are coming here. And I'm so stunned to see the lies, and there's really no other way to say it. And I hate saying that the government lies to us, but we know it's true. The FBI recently put out that there was a 5% drop in violent crime. Again, now they put this out with only 40% of the data. And yet the other arm of the federal government, the National Crime Victim Survey, put out about at the same period of time that violent crime is up 55%. Who are the American people supposed to believe? And shouldn't we have faith in our government to tell us the truth about crime and then go further and tell us what they're going to do to solve it?
Well, just them actually wanting to solve it would be nice. I mean, we don't have that right now. we don't. If a Soros prosecutor is going to allow someone who is violently offended go right back out onto the streets, that kind of undermines what we, you know, it undermines the confidence in the judicial system. Americans don't trust it.
No, and I think that it also adds to the frustration, not just by the public, but by law enforcement officers and those who are pondering becoming part of this profession. You know, why would I want to work for the government? And again, I say this as a person who has been a government employee since I was 17 years old. You know, again, just like you, you spent a number of years literally working for the government. And you don't want to think poorly of your employee, and you don't want to mistrust your employer. But so when we talk to young people and try to encourage them to, hey, don't you want to, you know, join a police department? We need you. Here's the great things about the job. And then they read things like this, and we hear from them, and they tell us, I don't know, because I don't know that I want to become a cop, because it seems like there's so many shenanigans around not the police department per se, but the prosecutors, the judges, the legislators. You know, young people aren't stupid, and it's continues to affect our recruiting numbers. And less cops, despite what Kamala Harris says, means more crime, not less.
And we can do better. But they keep lying to us. And a lot of Americans really have bought that hook, line, and sinker where she said, you know, crime is down. And they're quoting that. They truly believe it.
And I think the people that we see that quote that are people largely unaffected by crime. I participated in a Twitter Spaces and X Spaces discussion today, and we had a lot of discussion during that and then after about people who are looking around their neighborhoods and seeing the crime and being the victims of crime, and yet they you know, click on their local news, or they get their local news on the app on their phone or whatever it is, and they're being told everything's fine, and don't believe your lying eyes. And it this should not, again, you know, and you and I always talk about this, this should not be a political issue. This politicians on all sides should know the problem, they should understand the problem, and they should all want to do something about it. But this has become so, you know, such a right-left issue when it really shouldn't be. And it undermines the trust, you know, not just in our government, but in individual agencies. You know, the FBI already has enough trust issues in this country, and they are tasked with gathering statistics from police departments. They don't do a very good job of it. And to their, not an excuse, but the FBI was sort of saddled with a new system in 2021 where this new system of crime statistic gathering is difficult for them to do comparisons and things like that. And then local and state and county law enforcement, even though they're technically mandated to report this data, they just don't. And, you know, part of that is because local, county, state law enforcement are so terribly shorthanded, they don't really have time to gather the data. And plus, I think that there is a frustration and a bit of a lack of respect for the FBI. And another thing I want people to know, the FBI, who again mandates the local, state, county law enforcement give them this data, They're the organization that is tasked with investigating those same agencies if someone in the federal government perceives that there has been wrongdoing. So there's this out of balance perception that the federal government loves to attack local, state, and county law enforcement, and yet they're mandating that we provide them with all of this data so that they can do what, Stacey? So that they can lie to the public? There's a terrible, terrible disconnect here that really needs to change next January, whoever gets into power.
Well, we know that if Harris is elected, they'll continue the illegal alien influx and they will not prosecute crimes. And with a four-year mandate where she can do anything she wants, she won't have any motivation to do anything about the problems that Americans are facing. So, I mean, people really should think through how they're planning on voting.
This really is there is a mandate that the American public really needs to understand that they can control this. They can fix this. We control this. We, the voters, we, the American people, we can say enough of my government lying to me, enough of this don't believe your lying eyes, enough of allowing crime and unfettered illegal immigration to affect the day-to-day lives of Americans and those who visit this country legally. We can all say enough, but I don't know if Americans are fed up enough. I hope we are. I hope everybody listening is absolutely fed up with the being lied to.
Well, we'll have to see what happens in November, but please be informed. Check out National Police Association. Their website is nationalpolice.org. Sergeant Betsy Brantner-Smith, it's always such a pleasure to have you here. Thank you for coming on.
Thanks for the conversation, Stacey. Appreciate
All right.
you.
Good to talk to you.